the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping a report this hour, Senator Cory Booker has launched a filibuster. Booker says he wants to disrupt action in the Senate to draw attention to Trump's actions to gut federal agencies and ramp up deportation efforts. Kicking off his remarks, Senator Booker made it clear his intention was to disrupt the normal business of the United States Senate for as long as he's physically able.
So many heroes before us would say that this is the time to stand up, to speak up. This is the time to get in some good trouble, to get into necessary trouble.
Booker began speaking at 7 p.m. last night and is still going. Republicans are unable to retain control of the chamber until he's finished. Cell phones across portions of Middlesex and Monmouth counties sounded the alarm for a possible tornado just after 9:30 last night. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says an area of tight rotation was briefly visible on radar in the area around Monroe Township, Englishtown, and Manalapan at the time. The National Weather Service said no damage has been reported, and they are unlikely to complete an official storm survey to determine if a tornado touched down. Starting Tuesday, motorists should be aware of a massive crackdown on distracted driving.
The campaign Put the Phone Away or Pay runs through April 30th. State police were given over $200,000 to enforce bans on handheld phone use and other distracted driving along the Turnpike, Parkway, and other highways. Meanwhile, 158 law enforcement agencies share in over $1 million in grants for boosted patrols. In New Jersey, using a handheld phone while driving is punishable by a fine of $200 to $400 for a first offense. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And restaurant chain Hooters is filing for bankruptcy in order to enable a buyout led by its founder. The casual chain, known for its chicken wings and servers' orange shorts, filed on Monday in Texas, hoping to address an almost $400 million debt. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Is the sunshine sticking around? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Last night's rain, over an inch for most of the state, did a great job of lowering drought concerns, fire danger, and pollen levels. Now we're drying out and chilling out for a couple days before showers re-enter the forecast later this week. Sunshine, breezy conditions through this afternoon, 50 to 55 degrees on the thermometer. Tonight is going to get pretty chilly. Clear skies, calm winds, lows in the lower to mid-30s, a widespread frost or freeze looking likely tonight. Tomorrow stays on the cool side, highs only around 50, going from sun to clouds, with a chance of a late-day rain shower to the north and west. Thursday warming right back up into the 70s, but with cloudy skies, and a few hit-or-miss showers or thunderstorms on Thursday, too. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange is 46, Hillsborough 45, Toms River is 48. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.